Good morning. WTAW News Time is 6:07 and it's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, which is brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. Former President George Herbert Walker Bush is still in a Houston hospital this morning, and well-wishers concerned with the condition of the 41st president have a way to pass on their thoughts and prayers. Tracy Payne at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of get-well cards from all over for the recovering President Bush.
I know he appreciates everyone's thoughts and concerns at this time. He is apparently in good spirits. He's still feeling fairly well and says that he's not planning on going anywhere soon.
Payne also says anyone wishing to send a get-well card can address it directly to the president in care of the museum, and they'll forward those cards on to the Methodist Hospital in Houston. If your lights have ever gone out in your house, your first inclination is to call the city. But next March, customers of College Station Utilities reporting a power outage or another problem will have a new phone number to dial. That's part of a change approved by the council earlier this month. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says the old system, which allowed a maximum of 14 calls at one time, will be replaced with unlimited calls by using call centers in Dallas, San Antonio, and Georgia.
When it's just one customer, the dispatcher would be able to call them back immediately, because when we just have a single customer out, we normally call them to get them to check their breakers. Probably half the time it's a customer problem and not something that we need to send a truck out on. So we'll walk them through, have you checked your breakers, have you checked this, have you checked this, before we send a truck. But if there's multiple outages, we'll be able to react and send a crew out that direction.
Crabb says the 14 phone lines that will be freed up can be moved to other city departments or dropped. As another holiday shopping season is becoming a memory, so was another lost opportunity to collect local sales taxes from online companies. State Representative John Rainey believes the state of Texas has done all it can to open that revenue stream.
It's up to the Congress to pass a bill that will allow states to collect sales tax. There have been several bills that have been introduced, one in the House and one in the Senate, and we thought there was maybe some action during this lame duck session, and I think the fiscal cliff has overshadowed and probably stopped it from taking place.
As for that fiscal cliff, Rainey says the state has to worry about picking up more unfunded federal mandates. For many years, it was considered one of the worst mass shootings in U.S. history, and 46 years later, it's back in the news after one of the men responsible for taking down the University of Texas tower sniper died yesterday.
Neil Speltz reported live from the scene that August day in 1966 when Charles Whitman shot and killed 16 people. Speltz says Austin police officer Houston McCoy had no concern for his own safety on his way to stop Whitman.
You had a man here who was a good police officer who volunteered in effect. He just said, I got to get that guy to himself. And he took off on his own and moved up there and joined the final shooting that left Charles Whitman dead and stopped Whitman from killing so many more people.
McCoy did not get credit for killing Whitman until years later. He succumbed to COPD at the age of 72. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Two National Rifle Association members say they will try again to push a plan to let Arlington teachers and administrators carry concealed guns. But the school board president opposes the idea. Police have officers posted at junior and senior high schools in Arlington already. And GOP Senate leader Mitch McConnell says congressional leaders are set to meet with President Barack Obama today about the fiscal cliff standoff. The Senate met yesterday, which Thursday, and of course, Speaker John Boehner says the House will reconvene on Sunday evening. Unless lawmakers come up with an agreement, automatic tax hikes and spending cuts will go into effect on New Year's Day. WTAW News Time is 6:11, and it's currently 46 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by Blue Baker. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com.
Skies will be mostly cloudy overnight with a few showers around. Lows will drop into the middle 40s. Any showers ending early Friday, then mostly cloudy with some sunny breaks possible late in the day.
Yeah,
breezy and mild with a high in the lower 60s.
Yeah, that's like yesterday's weather.
Yeah. Cut, copy, paste.
Yeah, well, you know, again, it's supposed to load up automatically. If it doesn't, it's not my fault, right? Isn't that the way to get through the world of work? Hey, I don't know. Like that when I got here. Well, I have no idea. All right, anyway, so here's what the weather says. I'll just read it to you today. And hadn't it, like, missed it all night long or at least?
Yeah, when I went to bed, it was misting.
Yeah, exactly. So look for a high temperature today around 59 with a 40% chance of showers, 40%. Going to have a freeze tonight. Now, here's the deal, is it looks like the streets probably won't dry out, or some of the less traveled areas may not dry out before the freeze hits. So if you got to get out early tomorrow morning, there may be some little uh-ohs on the road to watch out for. 54 for a high temperature tomorrow with some sunshine, about 57 on Sunday, partly cloudy. Then we're back up to 60 on Monday as we end the year, you know? That's New Year's Eve
is
day.
Is that coming?
Yeah, nothing we can do about it. 50-50 chance of showers on Monday and Monday night. And then on New Year's Day, 57. I guess you need to know New Year's Eve night, the weather. 45 and a 50-50 chance of showers. So may not be reveling at Northgate outside. it's 46 right now.
Let me see. We're going to crank things up with sports here in just a little bit. Kelsey Bone is a National Player of the Week times two. Baylor exploded against UCLA again with their offense being incredible. And more information on the Belk Bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
What else do we need to know?
That's what I was about to ask.
Yeah.
Who won?
But, anyway. So that's Jordan. He's sitting in this morning for Kat. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Good, good, good. And he hangs out here more than you'd think. It's just he's not on this radio station nearly as much. He's over there talking sports a lot.
Yeah.
So there you are. And, I think Baylor could have named it last night.
Oh.
Yeah. who would think that you would have a Heisman Trophy winner and a year later he's getting records knocked off the bigger books?
Yep.
Yeah, this Florence kid is, you know, again, pretty high quality. I know there are a lot of people that don't like that Baylor coach, but, you know, he's had two pretty high-quality people to work with as his quarterbacks.
Without question.
And
kid can throw the pit a little bit.
Well, he was the Big 12 Scholar Athlete of the Year.
Yes, he was.
I mean, you know, plus he's a smart guy. So.
Well, RG3 was bright.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's had two in a row. So, I mean, it's not a bad deal. Again, you don't have to like him, but you probably need to go ahead and say he's got things going on there.
You begrudgingly have to respect what's happening.
Yeah, that's fine. And then does Texas play tonight? Texas lose tonight? Is that right? Is that when that happens?
Yeah, I believe that is correct.
Yeah. Just put a bullet in that one, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're probably ready to have the season end, I would think. Move on till next year. See how things work out.
Oh, yeah. I would certainly think that Texas is just ready to be done.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. Who are they playing? Oregon State?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes.
That'll be a thrilling game, I'm sure. All right, let's see what's going on the weird side here, if there is anything out there. You know, there's not even anything of it. You see, everything happens. Our news organization just kind of shut down. If there's not any hard news, they're out finding stories about beer-soaked hay, which we'll talk about next hour.
Beer-soaked hay?
Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway.
Drunk horses.
That's what they're using for the New Year's Eve celebration in North.
Whatever happens, that's right. And when it comes to the most annoying words or phrases of the year used in conversation, we'll have that for you today. Because, again, as we approach the end of the year, we'll have lists of things, good and bad. And we'll see how this, I mean, I'm just saying we're going to talk about annoying words.
Totally. Okay? Like, totally.
Yeah, that,
totally.
That was working.
Yeah, thanks. But you knew exactly what I meant.
Yes, I did.
Info. I'm totally stoked.
Are you? Yeah. Like, whatever. I don't know that that one made it this year. That's
really. What about BT Dubs? That's my new one that I don't like.
BT Dubs.
BT Dubs.
No.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hey, good morning, 617, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's card playing day.
Hey, we know.
But what else do you do with cards but play card games, mm-hmm. right?
You build card castle thingies?
No, I don't. Or I guess you used to put them on your bicycle
spokes.
Long time ago.
Magic tricks.
Good point. Yeah, that's true. All right, it's also Pledge of Allegiance Day. This was apparently the day that Congress passed some sort of a resolution suggesting that the Pledge of Allegiance, or they recognized the Pledge of Allegiance, and they urged schools to say it in 1945. They don't do that anymore, do they? Do they do the pledge in schools?
I think so.
Do they? Okay. All right. Now, how old's your daughter?
Six.
They would be saying it in her school, maybe?
I kind of remember her talking about that, but I don't remember if that was kindergarten or not.
All right. That's your assignment. Monday, you can come back and report.
I will find out.
All right, there you go. All right. Also, this is that's the cold moon out there. That's called the full cold moon, and also it's called the long night's moon. Now, Jordan, I don't know if y'all are celebrating at your house. I know that we are at ours because Kwanzaa is continuing, mm-hmm. Through January the 1st.
Correct.
So just saying.
Of course.
Okay.
All right. We celebrate all holidays.
Yeah, of course. All right. What do we got for birthdays?
Denzel Washington is 58 today. Maggie Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Is 78.
That's that Downton Abbey that we were just talking about. She's on that.
And Gosford Park and Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sienna Miller's 31. John Legend is 34. Gail King, who sitteth on the right hand of the Oprah.
Yeah, well, no, but see, she's got her own world now. She's on that CBS show. So, yeah. Of course.
She's 58 today.
My thought is she wouldn't have gotten the gig had she not known Oprah.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Nichelle Nichols.
Oh, that's Uhura, right?
Lieutenant Uhura is 80 years old today.
Wow.
Stan Lee, Mr. Spider-Man.
He's older than that, isn't he?
He's 90.
Wow.
Martin Milner.
From Route 66 and some other stuff.
Adam 12 was the one who was on the long list. He's 81 today.
Wow.
Seth Meyers is 39 from SNL.
Mm-hmm.
And the very white-haired Edgar Winter.
Well, he can't help it. He's an albino.
He's very white there.
He is. Yeah.
He's 66 today.
From Beaumont, Texas.
Yes, he is.
And his brother Johnny is albino as well.
There is something bizarrely musical in the water of Beaumont.
I guess so, yeah.
Tracy Bird's from there. Clay Walker's from there. The Big Bopper's from there.
George Jones.
George Jones is from there.
North of there. Yeah, yeah. Mark Chestnut.
Yep.
I think Bob French is from there.
Bob French is from there.
Of course. Oh, my God.
How could we have left that out?
Yeah, after saying George Jones and Mark Chestnut and Tracy Bird, yeah.
You ever seen old Frenchie play the guitar?
Yeah. I used to work with him, a long time
ago.
Yeah, in Beaumont. Oh. Yeah, we worked at the same radio station.
Changing the words in American Pie to Canada Dry.
Who?
Bob French does.
I didn't know that.
Instead of drinking whiskey and rye, it's always Canada Dry.
Right, there you go. And let's see. Joe Diffie, country singer, is 54 today.
Too. Oh, okay.
All right. What else we got?
For Saturday, we've got Ross Lynch, who you will not know, but I can tell you I know very well.
Okay.
He is the Austin from Austin and Ally on the Disney Channel, and in that show is the young lady from Here.
Oh.
The brother and sister.
Rainey Rodriguez.
Thank you. I couldn't think of her name.
Yeah.
Ross Lynch is 16 today. John Voight is 73. Or on Saturday. John Voight, 73.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Tyler Moore is 75.
Wow.
Jude Law is 39. Ted Danson will be 64 tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. He's bald, He's got a really good hairpiece, but he's bald. He's got the monk thing going on. He's bald on top, and got a little fringe around the side.
Marianne Faithful, 65 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Who else do we have? LaToya London?
No, I don't know.
She was one of the kids in American Idol.
Of course.
Danny McBride, who can be terribly funny or terribly not funny. There's no middle ground with him. He is 35.
Uh-huh.
And that's about all I got for Saturday.
I got Paula Poundstone, 53. And a guy who I thought was an excellent songwriter and pretty good singer and did some acting as well. His name is Ed Bruce. You'd have to be kind of like an old-time guy to know who he is. He's 73 on Saturday. All right, Sunday.
Sunday, LeBron James is 27.
Oh, wait, stop. Just for a second. Just so you can, you guys won't feel old. I'll feel old. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the first time that the Beatles ever had a song played on the radio.
Kidding.
I want to hold your hand.
Who?
It was played, yeah, really, 49 years ago.
Wow.
Tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah.
Includes Paul McCartney, who, of course, had a group before Wings.
Yes.
Right, okay. Before he went solo, he did other stuff. Okay.
LeBron James is 27 on Sunday. Tiger Woods turns 36. Matt Lauer's 54. Layla Ali turns 34.
Uh-huh.
Kenyon Martin is 34.
Uh-huh.
Sean Hannity's 50.
Really?
Celebrating his 50th birthday on Sunday.
Good for him.
Shares his birthday with Meredith Vieira, who is 58. Sandy Koufax, but I think Sandy Koufax is still alive.
He is.
Okay, Sandy Koufax is 76.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Lord. Oh, no.
He's not with us anymore.
He's
gone away.
And Patti Smith, 65 years old. I'm thumbing through because there's like 900 birthdays.
Jeff Lynne from ELO. Pretty good voice. As soon as he sings, you know it's him. Paul Stuckey from Peter, Paul, and Mary. Susie Boggess. I like her.
Susie Boggess.
Yeah, 56 years old. And did you say Tracy Ullman?
No.
Tracy Ullman.
Oh, Michael Nesmith's 69.
Yeah. Tracy Ullman is 53 and rich beyond your wildest dreams because she decided to put that Simpsons thing on her TV.
Michael Nesmith and Davy Jones. I didn't realize they had the same birthday.
Yeah, well, he doesn't anymore.
No, well, just...
Yeah, had he been still alive.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But that's all I got.
All right, there you go. And, of course, Sunday is also Bacon Day.
Hey, now there's something to celebrate.
Yeah, some bacon. Anybody ever had bacon before? Good. Oh, my greasy lover, bacon. It's the best.
Yes, it is.
You want to know how good bacon is? To improve other food, they wrap it in bacon.
Yes.
If it weren't for bacon, we wouldn't even know what a water chestnut is.
Thank you, bacon. Sincerely, Water Chestnut III.
And bits of bacon. Bits of bacon are like the fairy dust of the food community. You don't want this baked potato? Bring! Now it's your favorite part of the meal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not interested in a salad? Bibbidi bobbidi bacon. I just turn it into an entree. But once you put bacon in a salad, it's no longer a salad. It just becomes a game of find the bacon and the lettuce. It's like you're panning for gold. Eureka! There's something dishonest, though, about putting bacon in a salad. It's kind of like smoking while you jog. I want the BLT, but I'll just get a salad with bacon and tomato. So you put it between two pieces of toast and stick a toothpick through it. It'd be great. It's amazing the shrinkage that occurs with bacon. You start with a pound, you end up with a bookmark. I never feel like I get enough bacon. At breakfast, it's like they're rationing it.
Here's your two strips of bacon.
I want more. More bacon! Whenever I'm at a brunch buffet and they have that big metal tray filled with the 4,000 pieces of bacon, I was thinking, if I was here by myself.
Yeah. I just love him. It's Jim Gaffigan, and that's only about half of it. I mean, he does a great deal on bacon, that and the Hot Pockets. 6:25.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
But now the president's given them an opportunity. Are they going to negotiate further with themselves? The president says we're protecting people that make $900,000. I know, Pelosi. What do we do? We're going to get blamed here. Where's the courage of their convictions? Obviously, the president has courage of his leftist convictions. Where's the courage here? Where's the backbone? We always praise conservative presidents. You know, Ronald Reagan didn't care about the criticism when he told Gorbachev, yet no, walked away. It's a bad deal. Your plan B isn't any better either. If you really believe that cutting taxes in a slow economy is a bad idea, then why would you go along with it?
The Conservative Underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
Interest could come back to bite you. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jen Ursulo. You know that deferred interest credit card you swipe to bring Christmas cheer to all? Well, it could bring you a lump of coal in 2013. These cards offered by major retailers allow customers to pay for purchases interest-free for a set period. But if you fail to pay in full by the end of the promotional period, you have to pay interest on the original amount charged, even parts you paid off already. And some of those rates are as high as 25%. DirecTV plans to hike up prices of its programming packages by about 4.5% starting February 7th. The satellite TV provider expects to pay higher programming cost. It still claims its annual price increases are still below those of cable competitors. Hula skirts and pineapple seem to be your cup of tea. More of you visited Hawaii last month, spending $1.1 billion. Futures are lower as lawmakers meet today to try and save our country from falling off the fiscal cliff. The Dow Jones Industrial is down 47 points to 12,956. NASDAQ dipping 10. S&P down 4. I'm Jen Ursulo. Dow Jones Money Report.
I'm Dan Kelly, owner of Go Time Fitness. I'm always trying to stay top of mind with my customers, and Constant Contact has the tools to help me do that. They make it so easy. So when my daughters started a business of their own, Constant Contact was the best advice I could give them.
Dad, we're 9.
It's a lemonade stand.
Never too early to start.
From deals to events, social to email, Constant Contact can help you grow your business. Find the solution that's right for you at ConstantContact.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:29 at Brazos Valley. Weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. 59 today with a 40% chance of some thunderstorms out there. Low tonight will be 29. And then looking at Saturday, sunshine and 54, about 57 on Sunday, and around 60 on New Year's Eve day. And New Year's will be right in the upper 50s as well. By the way, there'll be a 50-50 chance of showers on Monday and Monday night, just so you know. Currently, wind chill factor is 40. Winds are out of the north at 12, 100% relative humidity because that mist is still hanging on out there. And we've got 46 degrees.
We now have GPS in all kinds of electronic devices. But where did that technology come from, and how does it work? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer.
That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-716-6878. That's 800-716-6878. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-716-6878. 800-716-6878. American Bullion. 800-716-6878.
No doubt you've seen GPS or Global Positioning System technology work in your car or on your phone.
The cool thing about that is the military put up the satellite. They put up 24 satellites.
Marshall Brain, founder of HowStuffWorks.com and author of several books on How Stuff Works.
The way the GPS receiver works, as long as it can see three of those satellites, it can pick up enough information to figure out where you are on the planet. And if you can pick up four, it can also tell you what your altitude is.
Of the thousands of articles on his website, Marshall says the most popular one is How Engines Work.
The miracle behind a gasoline car engine is that if you take the tiniest drop of gasoline and light it, it contains this incredible amount of power. So what your engine's doing is just creating a place where you can light little tiny, tiny drops of gasoline and turn that into rotation so that you can spin the wheels on your car or the chain on a chainsaw, whatever.
And have you ever wondered why FM radio station frequencies always end in odd numbers?
The way the FCC decided things would be is that we would use odd number frequencies. I believe if you go over to Europe, it's the other way. They use even number frequencies over in Europe.
You can link to Marshall's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's a great time to live in the Brazos Valley. Hi, this is Vicki Flinnikin, manager of the newly remodeled Macy's in Post Oak Mall. Even though we are only one of the over 800 Macy's stores nationwide, shopping at our local store does make a difference. The tax money we collect stays here, and that helps us build our workforce, whether it's full or part-time, students, or year-round residents. It means jobs. So make the most impact with your shopping dollars. Macy's and Bryan Broadcasting remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Good morning. WTAW News Time is 6:33, and it's 46 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Dr. Zero, Riley, VZ, Brazil, and their staff. They're a part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning. I'm Jordan Meserol. While George Herbert Walker Bush remains in the ICU of a Houston hospital, the library that bears his name is helping well-wishers reach the former president. Tracy Payne with the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum says they've received hundreds of get-well cards for the president and will continue to take them in.
We will forward on any cards that we receive to his office in Houston. That's what we've been doing since Thanksgiving.
Payne says the cards and letters can be addressed to the president and mailed to the library here in College Station. January 8th begins John Rainey's first full term in the Texas House of Representatives, and he hopes it gets off to a fast start.
It usually begins pretty slow, they tell me, which they also tell me that freshmen get tired of sitting around until committee assignments are made.
And, I got you.
So hopefully they'll make those committee assignments a little quicker than they usually do, because there are some things that have to take place through Appropriations Committee before the 1st of March to fund some things that were left over from last year.
Sure.
Rainey says state lawmakers also have to keep an eye on Congress because the possible impact of what he calls unintended consequences costing the state money. Customers of College Station Utilities are supposed to get faster service when a new phone system is activated next March. The city council recently approved trading equipment that's 11 years old for employing a company that mans three call centers. CSU Interim Director Timothy Crabb says this will add no city employees and improve the efficiency of those currently employed.
In fact, this frees up our dispatchers to do what they need to be doing, and that is routing crews, calling in people to do the work, and more or less monitoring what's going on in the field. So it's actually, this would be a great advantage to us.
There will be a new phone number to report outages, which will go to call centers located in San Antonio, Dallas, and Georgia. The city's first year cost will be $29,000 plus 25 cents for each call. The Austin police officer who stopped Charles Whitman's 1966 sniper rampage from atop the University of Texas Tower has died. Houston McCoy fired two blasts from a shotgun to bring down Whitman, who killed 16 people during nearly a two-hour of terror on the UT Austin campus. Wayne Vincent, president of the Austin Police Association, said McCoy died yesterday in the rural West Texas town of Menard. McCoy was 72 and had been battling a terminal illness for the past year. Newsman Neil Spence reported live on the scene from the mass shooting and says McCoy was not at first credited with killing Whitman, which haunted him for the rest of his life.
He was really a tormented man, and as his torment was all tied back to that day, and that's why I think that Charles Whitman, in effect, claimed another fatality today when Houston McCoy died.
Spell says McCoy took his life in his hands at August Day in 1966 when he decided to go to the top of the tower to take down Whitman, along with his fellow officer Ray Martinez, who was initially credited with taking down Whitman. Just back from a shortened vacation, President Barack Obama is to meet with congressional leaders today, with just 4 days before the government goes over that so-called fiscal cliff. If Congress and Obama don't act, the Senate met yesterday, and the House is set to reconvene late Sunday. WTAW News Time is 6:38, and it's currently 46 degrees. This look at news has been brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. More news in about 30 minutes or 24 hours a day online at WTAW.com. I'm Jordan Meserol, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
Norma G. Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G. Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G. Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G. Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G. Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor. Nobody.
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
Hey, good morning. Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:40. It's brought to you by Thomas More Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. Thomas More Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
For today, we'll have cloudy to occasionally partly sunny skies. It'll be breezy, high temperature well up in the 50s, and tonight cold with clear skies and dropping down to 25 to 30. A mostly sunny cool day coming up on Saturday, up between 50 and 55 then. A few clouds around tonight, upper 20s, and to close out the weekend on Sunday, will do so with some sunshine and a few clouds and temperatures near 55 degrees. This is meteorologist Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. Kelsey Bowen, has the National Player of the Week honors times two. Baylor does well against UCLA. More information on the Belk Bowl, and we've got some of the other bowls that are running today. Are the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think there are 5 or 6 football games today.
Uh-huh.
We'll get that for you coming up in about 12 minutes.
Oh, we don't care about most of them. We've got to wait till the good teams start playing, but that's fine. The Belk Bowl. I mean, really.
I had to look up what Belk was.
Now, what was Belk? What is Belk?
It's an online shopping site.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. As you can tell, top of mind awareness. Great job of marketing there. So, that Charles Whitman story, I was in Austin that day.
Were you really?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
I was actually in the UT library, which was right next to the tower. Right next to the tower. My brother had been ill, and he couldn't take his exams when he finished that semester at UT on schedule, and so he had to go over and take them on this special date. It just happened to be that day, and we're sitting in the library because he's studying. And again, it was just a service road, not even a street that was separated us from the tower.
Huh.
And we heard this sound, you know, that we thought they'd been doing some cleaning on the buildings, and they thought it was a scaffolding that was banging up against the building. Then we found out what it was, and obviously we're there for the next 2 hours.
My mom worked in the union.
Yeah.
And they've done redecorating in the union, you know, 100 times like they did here at the MSC.
Sure.
And when they did, the crews didn't know what they were doing, and they covered up the bullet holes, and they made them remove the plaster and everything they'd done over the bullet holes because they want the reminders there.
Sure.
So people know what happened.
Yeah, that's I can remember going out and seeing columns where the angle was so acute that obviously he couldn't shoot into where we were, but sprayed stuff all over, you know, bullets all over there. It was quite the day, that's for sure. So there's this lady named Lisa Jackson who works for the Environmental Protection Agency but not for much longer. It seems that, well, she was basically setting up a private email account with fake names so that she could get messages out that would circumvent the Freedom of Information Act. She would use the name Richard Windsor, chose that because it reminded her of her dog. The EPA Inspector General opened an investigation because it is against federal law to do what she did. Excuse me, allegedly did.
Yeah. Until proven guilty.
That's right. So we'll see how all that works out. But, yeah, and apparently not the first one at EPA to do that.
That's all alleged except for the she's quitting thing.
Yeah, she is quitting. Oh, but she's quitting and it has nothing to do with that.
Of course not.
She wants to spend more time with family.
Vacation, yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
Like Hillary just happened to have a concussion and couldn't testify.
Yeah, well, but she's going to now. She's going. She'll be back at work, they said, sometime soon. Sometime soon.
What if she has to pass the NFL concussion syndrome
thing?
Yeah,
I think we should, yeah. Maybe she could be she'll testify in a helmet. You know? she could wear like the football helmet of her favorite team.
I'd like to see her walk in with a hockey helmet on.
Well, that'd work too, you know.
They'll have those little smelling salts ready for
something just in case. Yeah, she gets a little woozy.
No.
Never know. So let's see. Everybody's going to put on their kabuki masks, and we're going to do political drama now. You know, we're all going to act we're all going to act like we're really concerned. The president's going to sit down with leaders of the parties and talk and all that stuff and see. And then the House of Representatives will convene on Sunday. That gives them 29 and a half hours to pass something before the fiscal cliff.
It's not going to happen.
And how many of those hours do you think over 29 and a half they'll actually work?
Yeah. And again, have they ever agreed on anything within 29 and a half hours?
No.
Yeah.
So. I mean, the first 4 hours they're going to update their Facebook.
Yes, they have agreed. In that 29 hours, they've agreed to give themselves a raise in the past.
Probably.
Exclude themselves from the health care law.
Uh-huh.
I can keep going.
That's true. Yeah, things to benefit themselves, but maybe not to benefit us. What's going to happen is we'll go over the cliff, and then they'll come back in January, and they'll make everything retroactive, whatever it happens to be. Here's the problem with going over the cliff. I mean, here's the problem. They're going to dump a whole bunch of new taxes on us. See, and all we'll know is that if they don't fix it before we get our first paycheck, we'll be screaming because our paycheck will go down because more taxes.
Sure.
Out of it. Well, but when you do that, that's this big flash and bang, and you don't know as they start. Oh well, no, we'll eliminate this charge, and oh well, we'll eliminate this charge, and we'll eliminate this charge. Well, Yeah, but we're still not going to know what Obamacare costs and all this other stuff. And so,
you know, H&R Block and those places are just going yes. Because they're going to roll in it because nobody's going to know what's going on.
Well, that's right. Nobody will know. Don't tell. But it's okay. That's what they're going to do is I'm sure they'll go in and they'll wring their hands a lot and then they won't be able to get it done. I mean, I turned on the TV yesterday and just showed there was nothing on. You know, I went to C-SPAN. I'm such a loser. And, you know, there's Mitch McConnell. You know, he's grousing at Harry Reid. And then they let Harry Reid stand up and grouse at Mitch McConnell. I'm going, what? It's a bunch of old guys yelling at each other. I mean, just who needs it?
Really and truly, all that's missing from that a lot of times is,
Yeah, exactly. Why don't they just do that? Just stand up there next to each other. Did too, did not.
But what I'd like to see is, what was it, Mystery Science 3000?
Yeah, okay, I like that.
I would like to see that done with C-SPAN being what was on the screen.
Well, that would be good.
That would be funny.
Yeah, that would be outstanding and probably closer to the truth, too, than what we really get a chance to see. Let's see what else. Despite all the publicity, the National Rifle Association still has a pretty solid image with most U.S. Americans. A new Gallup poll that was released yesterday shows 54% of Americans still view the NRA favorably. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty surprising that the number's that high. 38% giving it an unfavorable opinion, and the rest just kind of in the middle. But
I heard an interesting thing about when they had released the names of all the people in that town that had guns.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, in New York, yeah.
You had immediately said this, you know, tells everybody where guns aren't.
Yes.
And it was on something that was running on WTAW last night. I wish I could have caught the name of the show. But it was really funny in that one of the guys was like, so do you suppose the people are upset that weren't on the list? Going, hey, no, I have a gun.
Right, that's right. Yeah, you just don't have the record of it yet.
Please put me on the list because I have a gun.
Stupid for so many reasons on so many levels. But, that was in Westchester. The Journal News did that. Following, it's interesting because they got some emails, apparently, which talked about it, the emails were from abused women who were under protective order and in hiding, who said they feared for their safety after the information was posted. Following that outcry over its decision to publish the database, the Journal released a statement saying it, quote, felt sharing as much information as we could about gun ownership in our area was important in the aftermath of the Newtown shooting, end quote. And again, as we mentioned, then somebody got a hold of all the editors and publishers, their information, and posted that. Just turnabout fair play right back on you. 648.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down, see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
There are two schools of thinking when it comes to backyard fruit growing in Texas. One school has you planting fruit that appeals to you without really doing your homework to see whether those crops are well adapted to your part of the universe. Nobody really ever graduates from that school. Sad and frustrated, they all drop out after a couple of years. The second school is for the horticulturally gifted plants people of the area, and that school's first lesson is that only productive, adapted fruit types should be considered when you start shopping for plants. Why, it says common sense were a requirement for admission to that second academy. That's where we're going to live. Blackberries across Texas, the topic, and they are adapted. I'll be back with details right after this message. My 30th annual Texas gardening calendar for 2013, plus a one-year subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. You really need to get these because they will make 2013 a wonderfully successful year in your landscape and garden. Gordon. I have more than 10,000 words in the calendar telling you month by month through hundreds of bullets precise information of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. If you've ever wondered, I wonder when I should, and if it covers gardening, it's in this calendar. Beautiful calendar, my 30th annual, and a full year of the award-winning Best Regional Gardening Magazine in America, Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. The calendar at a one-third savings when you buy it with the magazine. $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call 1-800-752-4769. Blackberries are perfectly adapted to Texas soils and climate. In fact, both vining and upright blackberries grow natively across much of our area already. Unlike finicky citrus, cherries, or avocados, blackberries think of many parts of Texas as their own personal heaven. So grow they will. Blackberries need full sun and well-prepared garden soil to do their best. Choose a site where they can grow for many years, since they'll perpetuate themselves with strong new shoots each spring. Prepare the soil by rototilling in several inches of organic matter to a depth of 10 to 12 inches. Blackberry plants are robust growers, making clumps to 4 to 5 feet tall and 6 to 8 feet wide. Since they'll be with you for years, avoid crowding them at planting. Plants should be 3 to 4 feet apart within the rows, and the rows should be 8 feet apart in the garden. Mulch the plants to reduce the amount of cultivation and weed control that you'll have to do. You want to choose varieties that are well-suited to your part of Texas. Brazos blackberries are the old standards. They're still very good. However, they tend to be a bit tart for some people's tastes. Newer releases have made serious inroads into the market, including thornless varieties Arapaho and Navajo. Of the two, Navajo is the more aggressive grower and the heavier producer. While it does have thorns, the variety Kiowa offers great yields and the highest fruit quality of all blackberries. That's Kiowa. For the record, trailing blackberries, more commonly known as dewberries, are very tasty and compact. They're also native across many parts of Texas. If you do decide to try the trailing blackberries, dewberries, however, use the variety called Austin. You'll find blackberries in bare-rooted bundles this time of year in nurseries or by mail order. Blackberries produce berries on their second-year canes. That means that you will not have any fruit at all the first year that you have your blackberries in the garden, but all of the stalks of plants produced that first season will bear heavily the following spring. After that, you have to prune the canes back immediately after they finish harvesting, after the fruit is harvested. They will never bear fruit again, so you're always dealing with one-year-old canes on blackberries. Give them a try. They're terrific, full sun. They'll produce. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. It's 6:53. Junior forward Kelsey Bone was honored by ESPNW.com as the National Player of the Week. The award is voted on by multiple writers and awarded weekly throughout the season. Additionally, Bone was named the Ann Myers Drysdale National Player of the Week by the U.S. Basketball Writers Association. As the SEC Conference Player of the Week, Bone was nominated for the weekly award, which was chosen by the representatives of the USBWA Board of Directors from a list of Division I Conference Players of the Week. All that to say, number 22 Fighting Texas Aggies are taking on Prairie View A&M at Reed Arena. Now, the Aggs come off a 3-1 road trip, including playing in the championship game of the World Vision Classic in Las Vegas. They'll meet later on today, and it's the 17th time the two teams have played one another. The Aggs lead that series 14-2. Tip-off is scheduled for 7 o'clock against Prairie View, and all the action is on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150 The Zone, starting at 6:30. Glasgow Martin ran for 3 touchdowns. Nick Flores threw for 2 scores and ran for another, and Baylor overwhelmed UCLA 59-26 in the Holiday Bowl. Florence completed 10 of 13 passes for 188 yards, giving him a total of 4,309 yards for the season. That broke RG3's school season record last year, dating back to 2011, excuse me. Turning now to the Belk Bowl, Duke running back Josh Schned fumbled on the Cincinnati 5-yard line with a 1:20 left, and Brandon Key threw an 83-yard touchdown pass to lift the Bearcats to an improbable 48-34 win over the Blue Devils of Duke. Kay Fruit threw for 332 yards, and his 4 touchdown passes were a Belk Bowl record. Kevin Durant scored 40 points, while Russell Westbrook added 8 of his 16 points in overtime to help Oklahoma beat Dallas 111-105. Cincinnati was erased from the list of unbeaten Division I men's basketball teams last night, leaving Duke, Michigan, Arizona, and Wyoming the lone unbeaten, but it wasn't without some controversy.
Neil Patrick, he's going to shoot a three, and it's blocked by Alex Kirk. Mudge comes away with the ball. His putback actually goes in the bucket, and he literally just turned and fired it toward the basket. They rule it no basket. New Mexico has won this game.
Eighth-ranked Bearcats fall 55-54 over Cincinnati, and that drives Cincinnati's record now to 12-1. That's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you're planning on making a resolution to get in shape, then check out AeroFit. AeroFit Health and Fitness Centers have been voted best of the Brazos now for 10 years running. In addition to AeroFit's wonderful staff, AeroFit offers you so much more than anyone else in town. AeroFit's fitness facilities include indoor and outdoor swimming pools, racquetball, tennis, basketball, and even an indoor track. AeroFit has the latest in exercise equipment, and now AeroFit has 4 locations to better serve you. Join now for only $25.99 per month. Plus, mention this ad and get 2 complimentary training sessions, a $150 value when you join. You can't find this much exercise excitement anywhere else but AeroFit. Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthy you. Join today and your body will thank you later.
So make that getaway today. You know you're going to feel great. We're told.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through 2 things. Number 1 is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And 2 is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hi, this is David Gardner. When Julie and I decided to open our business, there was never any doubt we would stay right here where we grew up. Over the years, we've been able to grow and provide jobs for hundreds of people. Our business has allowed us to support organizations through the years. We hope making this a better place for all of us to live and raise our families. Brian Broadcasting and David Gardner's Jewelers remind you to shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Brian Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
All good things must come to an end. Hi, this is Sandy from Douglas Jewelers, and after many years of dedication to the community, Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. We are liquidating our entire inventory of exquisite jewelry, watches, and more. Fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and keepsakes have been discounted up to 70%. This is an opportunity you can't afford to miss. Everything must and will be sold with savings up to 70% off. Douglas Jewelers Retirement Sale on University Drive across from Home Depot. Come see us.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Hey, here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast.